And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this rainy Friday morning here in Southeast Kansas. We hope you're having a good day. Currently, your temperature is 71 degrees. It is 8:15. And joining me in studio, as he does every Friday, is Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. And Charles, good morning. How are you doing today? Hope you had a safe trip down from Indy.
Good morning, Kyle. I had to oar my vehicle this morning rather than a normal way, but I'm here. So very thankful for the rain, actually. I know we had a lot of rain a while back, but we were needing it again. So
absolutely.
The verse I have this morning is Proverbs chapter 22, verse 4. And it says, "By humility and the fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life." And I think we need to be reminded, humility and fear of the Lord, something very foundational to us succeeding and being what we ought to be in life. And so that's very important.
Absolutely, and that's a great verse there to get us started this morning. And I see that you've brought a special guest in with us this morning, and go ahead and introduce him, and what will you guys be talking about today?
Thank you. This is Jason Crow. He actually works at the prescription shop here in Coffeyville, and he agreed to come on the air with me today. And what I'd like to talk about is, about 2.5 years ago, I was struggling to sleep at night. I was waking up with a really dry mouth. I would wake up and feel like I just went to bed, tired. And I went all day, sort of, I told my dad, I said, I feel like I'm on E all the time. And my dad had used a CPAP machine for years. And he said, you know, I've got an extra CPAP machine that I no longer need. I want you to take it and try it for one night. And I thought, well, that's for old people, and I'm not old, or it's for this type of people. But I put that aside. I used it. And the day after I used it, I had more energy and more charge, and I was no longer on E any longer. And ever since then, I have not missed a night, if I can help it, with my CPAP machine. If I travel, whatever, it goes with me. And I'm very, very thankful for it. And so, but in the U.S., Jason, there is, first of all, I just want to say hello and introduce you and welcome you to be with us today.
Thank you. I appreciate the phone call.
Great, great. So you're from Coffeyville, or where are you originally from?
I actually have born and raised in Caney, but I've worked in Coffeyville for pretty much my whole adult life since 1996.
That's cool. So what is going on with CPAP machines?
Well, right now we're having a struggle getting them. Most people don't realize it, but CPAP machines, there's only two major companies that make CPAP machines. It's not anything that's just made by a variety of people. You've got two companies. You've got the ResMed and you've got Respironix. And as most people know, Respironix has come out with a recall. It was a voluntary recall that they did themselves. And so they have quit manufacturing. So we've went from two companies that manufacture CPAPs down to just one.
Wow.
So we've got one company that's just trying to stock the whole world, so to speak, with CPAPs. And they just can't keep up at this point. So just to give a little bit of numbers, at the prescription shop, we do anywhere from 30 to 35 setups a month on CPAP. And ResMed has come out and said that we're allowed to get 4. So they've put every company on an allotment and said, this is what you're allowed to get. So each month, if I have 35 people needing to be set up, I get 4 machines. So that leaves 31 people out there still waiting.
Every month.
On their machine. That's correct.
That's incredible.
Yeah, right now, I probably have about 60 to 65 orders sitting on our desk that are ready to be set up, that we don't have the machines to get to them.
That's incredible. So you have 60 to 65 people that have been told by a doctor that they need a CPAP machine.
That is correct. They've went through the sleep study. It showed that they have the sleep apneas, and the doctor has prescribed it. We've got everything we need, and we just don't have the machine to give to them.
So they are missing out on a good night's sleep.
That's correct. It's, you know, what you said, I hear that so much. People, once we set them up, they just can't hardly sleep without it anymore. Just the tiredness the next day and how they feel. But also the long-term effect. I mean, you know, when you have apnea and you're not breathing at night, it affects your blood pressure and your heart. There's a lot of side effects to not having your CPAP.
So tell me a little bit about the recall, just the specifics of it, because I'm sure there's people in our audience that are affected by that.
There is. Respironics, like I said, this was a voluntary recall. So they recalled this due to the symptoms that people was reporting. But there's two issues with the CPAP machine right now, and it's both related to the insulation that's in the machine. The insulation that's put in there to keep the machine quiet. One, it's breaking, the particles of the insulation is actually breaking off, and it's getting into the airway of the machine. So that allows that to get to the patient. And what that is doing is it's causing irritation to the respiratory tract. Which if you have asthma, that makes that flare up. And then the second thing it's doing is it's off-gassing certain chemicals to the patient as well, which is causing dizziness, vomiting, headaches.
Is this happening 100% of the time?
No, it's not.
And is it it's not for 100% of the machines? Is what really causes that to be, you know, an issue?
I don't know if they know why it's happening to one person and not the other.
Well, isn't a certain cleaner?
Well, so the cleaners that people put on these machines, so you see the commercial, the So Clean, mm-hmm. And there's a couple of off brands, but they're ozone cleaners, and that is speeding up the process is what it's doing. So if you are using a So Clean or any type of cleaner, you want to make sure that you quit that immediately.
Okay. And if you have not used one of those cleaners, would you say that you have a less likely chance of having a problem?
Yeah, it's very less, but it is still happening on occasions. Okay. So that just speeds the process up and increases your chances. I also want to say that, not that I want to make light of it, but there hasn't been any deaths reported with this.
Okay.
So it's mainly the vomiting, the nausea, the headaches, that type.
And it's a... Would you say it's a very small segment?
It is. I actually have not heard a lot in this area of people that have been affected by it. So I've heard a few, a couple of people that has said, yeah, I've had those symptoms.
So out of hundreds of units, you've heard just very, very, very little.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
This is not an extreme risk if
it's
you have this machine.
It's not. And I don't want to make light of it, though.
I understand. I understand.
So
you think they erred on the side of caution?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Okay. Now, I'm being told by Respironics that this could take up to a year. Because Respironics, every machine that they're producing right now, the DreamStation CPAP is what was affected.
Uh-huh.
And they've now come out with the DreamStation 2, and that's their solution to this problem. But we are not going to be seeing a DreamStation 2 for setup for at least a year. They're actually producing these machines so that they can work the recall with them.
Wow.
So yeah, so everybody in the whole nation right now is going through the ResMed company, and they're just not keeping up.
So what would you say if somebody has a CPAP machine that's affected by the recall?
Well, so what Respironics is recommending to us, and I just want you to know, we are in the same boat as everybody else. We get the same information that you get at the prescription shop, so we don't have any inside source. But what they're recommending is they actually have given a website that you can go to, which is www.philips.com/src-update. And if you do not have access to a website, you can give them a call at 877-907-7508. And what this allows you to do is it will allow you to enter your serial number of your machine into their system to get it registered. And at that point, now you're in the system to get a either they'll have you send that in so they can replace the foam, or they'll give you a new machine.
Okay. Well, that's very good. So, Kyle, I want to turn it back over to you.
All right. So some good stuff there. And we're going to go ahead and take a one-minute timeout. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF with Ask the Experts with Skank Insurance. In studio with this morning is Charles Skank from Skank Insurance and Jason Crow from the Prescription Shop. And guys, let's go ahead and get back to the conversation. We've been talking about CPAP machines.
Thank you, Kyle. So, Jason, what can be done about this? It's one thing for us to just sort of talk about the problem, but you've got some ideas of maybe a direction we can go.
Yeah, there are people out there that has been set up with CPAP that, for one way or another, is not using that machine anymore. Either they just could not tolerate the pressure, they just didn't want to give it a try, or they've had a loved one that maybe has passed away that was on the machine. Or maybe the circumstances have changed a little bit. I know a lot of times if you lose weight, the apnea tends to go away. So a lot of times if you've lost weight, you don't need it anymore. So we have people out there that have machines sitting in their closet that just is not being used. You know, if they could bring those machines into us, we could get those into the hands of some people that are needing the machine right now, maybe are waiting on a machine to come in to be set up, or you know, they're in the middle of the recall and they just don't trust the machine that they have right now.
Okay. So you can take that machine that's sitting unused in the closet maybe, and what would you guys do with it to get it ready to send back out?
So if they brought us the machine, what we would do is give it to our respiratory therapy department, and they would take the machine and they would do the Medicare protocol, the sterilization. Mm-hmm. They would actually hook it up to a manometer, make sure that the pressure settings are accurate, and then at that point they could just, you know, put the correct settings in and get it onto someone who could use that machine.
So you would make sure it's in good working order, making sure it's not a recalled model, and you could get it back out into somebody that really does
That's
need
correct.
It. So I think we are starting what might be the first ever CPAP machine drive. Okay. And so what we have for our listeners, and if I understand, Jason, there's some models that you would.
Yeah. And if it's a ResMed machine that is within the last year or two, mm-hmm. The AirSense 10, we would actually give some cash for that. That would mean a lot to us, and we would be willing to pay for those.
Okay. And so you'd pay cash for those models. And also, we have teamed up with the Coffeyville Coffee Company that is right here in Coffeyville. They've just opened recently, and they're serving coffee through different vendors around here. Places, but we are giving anybody that brings a CPAP machine in, whether it's that model or not, any kind of CPAP machine at all, because there's others maybe that aren't maybe as desirable, maybe you know, 10 years old or something like that, that is sort of outdated now. But any CPAP machine that gets brought in, we are going to give them a package of coffee from the Coffeyville Coffee Company.
That's
it. Operates right here in Coffeyville. So they can bring their machine by the prescription shop, bring it to you guys, or they could bring it to our office. We have offices right here in Coffeyville at 802 West 8th, or you can take it to Independence, to our office there. We'll give coffee there for anybody that brings a machine in. We'd be glad to receive those, and we'll get those machines to where they need to go, to where they can be put to use. A backlog of 60 or so people it wouldn't shock me if there was, I don't know, how many CPAP machines sitting in closets, maybe that are no longer put to use. Maybe you've got a new one and you know, just don't need your other one that you have, and it's just sitting there collecting dust.
Right. And right now these are so valuable that, you know, that machine that's just sitting there would mean so much to someone else.
Yeah. It's the difference between being able to sleep and not being able to sleep.
That's right.
To feeling like you're on E all the time, to feeling refreshed and encouraged and ready to face the day. So it's so cool, the opportunity that people have just by turning that machine over that they no longer are going to do anything with, the difference that they could make in people's lives. So what's your number? They could arrange.
Yeah, they can get a hold of us at 620-251-1620, or just bring it by our office at 601 West 11th.
Okay. And so maybe you think, yeah, I've got one. I'm not sure if it's the one that they want really or whatever. Whichever one you have, doesn't matter if it's 10 years old or not, we're going to give you a package of coffee from Coffeeville Coffee Company, number one. Number two, if it is the desirable model, Jason and the prescription shop will pay cash for that machine. And so whatever it is, you're going to get a package of coffee. And if it's the right model, you can get some cash.
That's correct.
So call us. Our number is 620-331-8800. 620-331-8800. The prescription shop is 251-1620. And we will just be glad to get those machines in the right hands to give people the relief that they need that's not really possible right now. So it's just a great opportunity that our listeners have to make a difference.
Yeah, there's a list of people out there that would be really appreciative of a 10-year-old machine right now.
That's awesome. All right.
Well, some good information there again. So be sure to give Skank Insurance a call if you have one of those old CPAP machines. They would definitely love to hear from you, as would the prescription shop. So, guys, again, thank you so much for coming on this morning. We definitely appreciate it. And, Charles, we'll see you again next week.
Thank you, Kyle.
Thanks for having me.
All right. No problem. All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we're going to start open line. So keep it locked here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.